Friends, this year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Echagitel and Rav Yitzchak ben Esther, the Bracha Vatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadayim. And we are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Yabia Omer. We are in Chelek Tes, Simon Kufches. These are his ha'aras in the Sefer Orlet Zion, Rav Yitzchak Abishol, his good friend, but also his Blar Plukta. They have many machlokos in halacha, despite their personal affinity for each other. And we're on El Sechav Tes. Ben Yalom Rapsuke Tfilah V'Sachanunim called in Berachot HaTorah. Is it permitted to say Psukim of Tfilah and supplications before one says Berachot HaTorah? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Mem Vav Siv Tes, Lo Yikra Psukim called in Berachot HaTorah B'Yisham Derech Tachanunim. You shouldn't say Psukim before you say Berachot HaTorah in the morning, even though all you're saying them is Tfilahs, as requests, as supplications. V'Yeshomrim Shein Ma'al Shein Lachush B'Zed. Some say, don't worry about it. Since you're only saying them in a supplicatory way, it's good to be careful for the first opinion. In other words, not to say psukim before birchas hatorah. It's correct to be choshesh for that first svar. So it's mashma from this as Chacham Ovadia that Maran Shulchan Aruch is not machriya lahalacha like the one who answers. He just says nachon lachush. And this is not included in the category of what we paskin, that if you have a stam and then you have a yesh, in other words, first he says halacha and then he says, and some say, so the halacha is like the stam, the first opinion. Because here, he is not paskining necessarily like the first opinion. He just says, v'nachum lachosh l'sfar rishona. But you don't have to be choshish for that opinion. Me'ikar adin. And so understood the chikrei levin arachayim simetes, the shemaran posek me'ikar adin k'sfaras yeshomer hamatirim. So here the chikrei lev dafka goes with the fact that the maran is paskining like the matirim, that you're allowed to say psukim of tefillah before birchas haTorah. And the chida and the shut Yosef Omitz is masig on him because Mesoris biyadeinu shalacha kistam neged yesh omrim. And he says we have a tradition that you follow the stam against the yesh, like the Rama writes, the Rama Mipano writes. I think it's the right. He says the Rama Chule, maybe it's the Rama Mipano. Whoever it is, we follow the stam, not the yesh. So we have a machlokas here between the chida and the chikrei lev, two Sephardi titans. However, the Chidas Kasha is not a Kasha because the Shulchan Aruch himself says, V'nachon lachosh l'svar rishona. Meaning he himself says, don't follow the general rule of stam and yesh, go with the stam. Here it's just nachon, it's just correct, but it's not necessarily obligatory. And so writes Rabbi Yitzchak Abulafia in the Shut Pnei Yitzchak, Chelek Hei, that like the Chikrei Lev, that here we paskin like the matirim that you're allowed to say psukim before birchas haTorah because it's just a nachon lachush. So understood the Aruch HaShulchan Simon Mem Vavos Yudala that dat maran is lakel to be makel to say psukim before birchas haTorah, and also in the Betzel HaChachman Chelek Aleph Mamish the first tshuva and Simon Aleph Oshei he argues with the Chida. But Rabbi Yitzchak Atiyah in the Sefer Rov Dagon in his country Sos Latova, he writes like the Chida, and in the Abiyah Omer in Chelek Dalet or Chaim Simon Zion, he brings the Tshuvas HaRambam and the Parador in Simon Kuf Dalet, who writes b'mefurish that even if a person wants to say Psukim Derech Tchina in a way of supplication, he has to say Berachas HaTorah first, and therefore lahalacha one should be choshesh l'das HaRambam. And so Paskin in the Tshuvas Shagas Aryeh in Simon Kuf Dalet Dibur Masl V'Nira, other places as well, say for Os Emes and Daf Kuf Tes Zion, the beginning of Amud Beis. And the Or Letzion doesn't bring all these poskim. And the Sfaradim are correct that they don't say slichos, they don't say tachanunim, that incorporate psukim until they first say Berachas Torah. Say Nachinam Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin that you have to be choshish for this far not to say Berachas Psukim before Berachas Torah. But the Rambam does, and therefore go with the Rambam. Chen Roy Linhog. Umikol Mokom Helese Bia Biomer Sham Demishla Yaspik Levar Berachas Torah Visham Kedusha Sheishishmoch Bazal Das Maran Lanot Psukei Kedusha Generally, don't say Pesukim before Berachas HaTorah. But if you hear Kedusha, then you can say Kedusha, because otherwise you're going to miss out. You don't want to miss out on this mitzvah of Veris. Good. Now we go to Oslam at Aleph. He writes, Mishenitzrach l'nakavav b'emsa psuge de Zimra. Somebody who has to go to the bathroom in the middle of psuge de Zimra. Katava mechaber bebiurim. The Or Litzion writes in his biurim on the bottom. The top he writes the halacha l'mais, and the bottom he writes his explanations. Shlo yivarech asher yotzer b'emsa psuke dezimra leben yishtabach liyotzer. V'chein lo yivarech al talis v'tfilin b'emsa psuke dezimra. You shouldn't say asher yotzer in the middle of psuke dezimra. You should wait till after yishtabach, before yotzer or, in between yishtabach and yotzer or. And also you shouldn't make your bracha on your talis and your tfilin in the middle of psuke dezimra. V'tzmihani alav asks Rav Avadia, I don't get what he's talking about. D'shtamititei tshuvas harambam. What about the Tshuvas HaRambam that he omitted in the Parador and Simon Kuf Mem Zayin, who writes, Mishim is damin lo talos v'tfilin b'emsa p'suket zimra mutar lo lev sham ulevarech aleihem vein shum isur bivracha sh'ala tzitzit v'tfilin b'toch mizmarim elu. The Rambam says, Mefurish, if you have your talos and tfilin, you only get in the middle of p'suket zimra, you're allowed to make the brachas, no problem. And the safsaki is an asr. It's not Shmonesrei. It's not Kriya Shema, the Safsaki is an Asr. So writes the Moran Echida, and he's Masik on the Ginas Vradim, who writes that you shouldn't be Mafsik until after Yishtabach, and so he paskins the Echida in the Sefer Kesher Gadol, and Simon Zayin Oslam and Gimel, that a person needs to go to the bathroom, Nil Sukkot Zimra, he should first wash his hands, make an Asher Yatzar, V'yilbash Talis, V'yanich Tfilin, V'yavarech Aleim. So Ein Shum Baya, according to these poskim, to be mafsik and asher yatzar and psukah dezimra, and also talis and tefillin. The only problem, which would seem to bolster the shita of the Or Litzion, is that the Shulchan Aruch paskins and Simon and Gimel as Gimel and Levarach, and Rav Adya brings this, and Levarach alatifas tzitzis bein psuke dezimra li yishtabach ela bein yishtabach li yotzer. You shouldn't make the bracha on tzitzis in between psuke dezimra and yishtabach. Rather, wait till after yishtabach and then say it before yotzer. So you see, Al-Koponim, the talis, one should not make in the middle of Psukah Dezimra. So, the way Rav Avadi wants to be Miyashev, if I'm reading him correctly, is if one is finished, in other words, like we get, you finish Oz Yashir, and then you're about to say Yishtabach, so then you shouldn't say, you shouldn't be Mafsik B'talis, but anywhere else, you can be mafsik betalis in the middle of psuke dezimra. It seems to be what's l'may nafkamina, what's the difference? If you're not allowed to be mafsik in psuke dezimra, you're not allowed to be mafsik. What's the difference between right before yishtabach and anywhere else? So it seems that tzitzis anyway, you shouldn't. And then the Mishnah Berurah here discusses it, and the Biur Halacha, and he says tefillin yes, and asher yotzer yes. But wait with the talis. So, like everything else, all of these ha'aras that Rav Avadia has in Rabbi Ben Sion, so it's always, every time just about it's a machlokas haposkin. But if we want to go here with the Tshuvas HaRambam, then we're going to say that you're allowed to make the bracha on the tzitzis, but Maran's sheet is usually to go with the Maran of Rav Avadia's sheet is usually to go with the Maran of Beis Yosef, even though, as we've seen in these shiurim, so sometimes he doesn't. Just like we saw in the previous halacha, saying psukim before Birchas HaTorah, b'derech tefila, so the fida machaber you're allowed to make a redin. He paskins not to, based on the Tshuvas HaRambam. Here also we have a machaber that seems to say that you should make a brach on the talis in the middle of psukah dezimra. Maran says that you can. A little bit shver, anyway, in the he's mitzayin here, Mishnah Berurah, Simen on Gimel, Siv Gimel. I think he means Siv Hey, if I'm not mistaken. The Seif Kot in the Mishnah Berurah Hey. Because Gimel is going on the previous halacha. That Ein Lomer Yishtabach Elim Ken Amor Baruch Shem Rekses Psuke De Zimmer. So, we continue on. Next halacha, and also if you want more information about this, you can look in the Abi Omer and Chedek Ches and Arachim and Simon Vav in the Ha'ara, and Misham Be'era, and from there you can see more information on this halacha. Now in Oslamid Beis, Mashakasu Shanashim Mavarchas Berchas Baruch Shem Rav Yishtabach. So, as Kayadua or Avadia Paskins, that women do not make the brachas of Psukei Tezimra. Generally, women don't make brachas on Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, and also not brachas Kriyas Shema. So that's for the Sephardi women, although I'm sure that many Sephardi women do, either based on the other Sephardi poskim, or the fact that they were educated in Ashkenazi institutions. And Ashkenazi girls certainly do make the brachas. Next, Oslamid Gimel. So Rav Sion writes that if you find yourself in a tzibur that there are mitzari for cutting to a minion, you can answer amen. And in the Biurim he writes, if somebody is mitzarif, if you join a cutting to your minion, you have on what to rely. And Rav Adi about this says, Eino mechover ledina. Ledina, this is not correct. Ayein b'shut Maram Rutenburg, shekasa v'odiecha shalecha latis mibes ha-kenethis shemitzar from kotna asara, k'dei shalovat ha-kol yadecha, lavrol divar avadinu tamba, posim shenu mitzarif. So to make the cotton the tenth man, Maram Rutenburg says that if you see something like this happening, you should just exit the shul. This is not something you want to stay around for, because this is not the correct behavior. And therefore that would be against the psak of Rabbi Ben Sion. Although again, there are poskim who say that the cotton is mitzdar. V'chein pasak, mar l'shulchan aruch, shein ha-kosef mitzdar v'filu b'shas ha-tchak, v'ayein b'shuti abi omer, b'chelek dalet, orachayim simetes, v'mishem be'era. But again, there are poskim who say you can be mitzdar for cotton. Rav Adya Paskin is like the shulchan aruch natu, and Rabbi Ben Sion says that you can. Rabbi Ben Sion's mahalach was not that we always follow the mechaber. Next, amud mem hei, os hei, mashikasu shem v'chal shabbos v'resa, einam mitzdar for the minyan. If somebody's a Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, it's a public Sabbath desecrator. He's not mitzdar if he can't join to a minion. Amnam nochem shirabi me'achronim kasu shadino ka'akum veinu mitzdar for the minion. A lot of poskim say that way. But then there's the famous tshuva of the Melamed Lohoil in our Rav Hoffman, David Tzvi Hoffman, or Chaim Simon Choftes, who write that the minig in Germany and Hungary is to be makel to be mitzdar for the minion because they don't know the Chomer Isser. They're like Shogeg, sometimes they're like a Tinok Shenishba. The Baal Shaul Meshiv, he used to say in America you shouldn't pass a Mechal Shabbos for Hesia back in the day because they were Tinokos Shanishbu. And also in America back in the day they didn't know the halachas, they were Amaratzim and they meant well and they went to shul first and they were afraid of losing their jobs. So these people aren't kofar b'maisa pereshis, which is the reason that somebody who's a Mechal Shabbos is so terrible. But these people believed in maisa pereshis, they believed in God, they believed in the Torah, they wanted to make money. They didn't want to lose their jobs. So anyway, such people, you could be mitzarif to a minion. And so too writes in the Shu't Hod Yosef, which I've never heard of, in Siman Ayin Hey, he's makel to be mitzarif one or two of these people for Kaddish and Baruch Hu, but not for Chazar Sashatz, Ayin Sham, if you have a Hod Yosef. For Nafkamin L'Shas HaTchak, L'Shas HaTchak, you could be mitzarif them. And that's against the psak of Rabbi Ben Sion and others who say not to be mitzarif them, but again it's a machlokas aposkim. Misha nolad bari v'akach cholav anasa cheresh ilaim, somebody who was born healthy and then afterwards he became Rachman al-Tzlan, a deaf mute. So he writes that he's mitzarif to a minion, the stechemet and Mareches Ches Klalam Kut Gimel is mochir from a number of places from the Rambam, that there's no chilek between somebody who's born a cheresh and a pikech who's mischaresh, and so is Muchach and the Rush and is perished in a darim, and so is the Stimus Shas Poskim. There's no chilek between whether someone was born like that or somebody became like that afterwards. And so writes the Tiferes Yisrael, that even a pikech shin of mischaresh dino keshote. So therefore, according to Rav Avadi, Rav Ben Sion should not have been makel to say he's mitzarif to a minion, because he is a din of a cheresh. and he's not, and if he's mitzdarf to chazar sashat, there's a chashash baruch levatola. And he should have said this, and the ikar is that he's not mitzdarf to a minion at all. But if he learns in a school for the deaf, and he seems like a pikech, like an intelligent person, and he speaks a little bit with a stutter, so many achronim are done him as a pikech, and they're mechayiv in the mitzvahs, like it says in the Shevet Sofer in our Ibn Ezer, Simon Chaf Aleph, and the Ma'ari Shtaif, and Simon Reish Lamates, and the Chuvas Nachalas Ben Yamin, and these gaonim you could be samechan, to be mitzayir for Chereish Ilam, to a minion for Kaddish and Kedusha, but not for Chazaras Hashatz, because then you're in the chashash of an Isser Bracha, the Vatala. Rabbi Ben Sion says not to go back the Chazan three steps when he finishes Kaddish, unless it's the Kaddish Deskabel after Chazaras Hashatz, and the Abia Omer in Chelekero Chaim Simites, he says that you should take the three steps back every Kaddish where you say Osir Shalom Ben Romov. As far as the Sovzman Kriyashma of Shachris, in the Yalkut Yosef, there's an Arichos in Chelek Aleph from Tzav Tzari Ches, and the Maskan is you should be Machmir Lechatchila, Lachshov Tchila Shoshol Sovzman Kriyashma Meyomer HaShachar, 72 minutes before Zrichas HaShemesh, but Peshas HaChak, if you figure it out from Zrichas HaShemesh, you haven't what to be Somech, so there's the earlier Zman Kriyashma and the later Zman Kriyashma, so ideally you should follow the earlier Zman Kriyashma on the calendar, which is Mechushav from Amar HaShachar, but if not, Peshas HaChak, you can follow the later one. And if somebody reads Shema before Baruch Sha'amar or Hodu, because he's afraid Zman Kriya Shema is going to pass, he should make a Tanai. If when Zman Shmiya Shema comes, it's not going to be the Zman anymore, I want to be Yotzei now, and if not, I should be Yotzei later with the Barachos. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, v'siyata d'shmaya, we were zochah to dip in the purifying waters of the Abia Omer with his tremendous vast Bekiyas and his Hachros Lamaisa and his definitive halachic decisions. And we should all be zochet. Vilmor ulami lishma v'lasos. The kaim is called divrei samatara sa'u be'ava. And our midrashek are ala ha'maisa. Not the learning, but knowing what to do and doing it. And obviously the learning is also great. Godol talmud shemevi lidei ma'isa. Like they had the machlokas in the Gemara. So we should be zochet. Gam lomod, gam lalamid, gam lishma v'lasos. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.